Okay, so we were just talking in the Alei Shur about how, again, Chazar a little bit, the ideas are important. Torah is life. A person has to learn Torah because it's necessity, not just because he enjoys it. Then enjoyment will come. Bezrat Hashem, all beginnings are hard. And then he's been going into this idea about how Torah is the entrance, it's the gateway from Gashmias to Ruchnias. And he's been explaining that the idea is that a person is filled with dimyonos. He's filled with imaginings, all these thoughts in his head, all these fancies that he has, fantasies that we have, all the romanticizing that we have of Olam Hazeh, where our brains picture it, and maybe it's not our brains, maybe it's our Yetzer Hara, which I don't know, but it's our, you know, we paint a picture of Olam Hazeh pleasures in our brains that is not really true, but we paint that picture in our brains. And the Olam HaTorah, to learn Torah Ba'amelus, you need to fight against those imaginings, you need to fight against those extraneous thoughts, and you need to be able to overcome them and be able to concentrate on what you're doing. And he said that the majority of what people can't concentrate is not because they are not talented, but rather it's because they just let their thoughts run away with them. They just let their dimyonos take over. By the way, when did he write this? This sefer was written something like 60 years ago, not a recent sefer. Let's see if I can get a date here. Tafshin Kafhei. Yeah, 60 years ago. 60 years ago. So, you know, before iPhones, before Nintendo 64, like before dating myself, before Sega Genesis, you know what I'm saying? Like this has been a problem, right? It's not like a new thing that kids can't concentrate. Kids always couldn't concentrate. It's always been hard because we're always been fighting the dimyonos that we have, our thoughts that we have, extraneous thoughts that we have. Like we explained last time, like first thing a Chavrus does when they sit down, they start talking about everything under the sun, everything. All of a sudden, and you can take two kids, they never speak to each other ever. They never talk to each other ever. You put them in front of a Gemara, all of a sudden they're going to be best friends, talking about everything in their lives, right? Because that's exactly the dimyonos. That's what we have to fight. That's the war. And we have to make sure the seichel, our seichel, is going to overcome the dimyonos. So now he says like this. So he's been talking about the seichel like this. He says, seichel ain't not davar yavesh b'li ruach chaim. Seichel, when we say intellect over here in this context, we don't mean something dry without life to it. K'moshanu medamim, like we sometimes think about the mashal, for example, b'yachas l'cheshbon matemati. Like sometimes we think about, you know, what is intellectual? Intellectual is like, you know, a math problem or something like that. You know, like a cold, just calculation in math. That's not what seichel is. No, aval seichel chiyospo. It has to be that you live your seichel. Kaim him lemotzeihem. It says in the pasuk that the divrei Torah are life for those that find them. And the Gemara in Erevin says, "Al tikri lemotzeihem ela lemotzeihem bepeh." It says in the Gemara Erevin, don't read it as those that find the divrei Torah, but rather those that take them out, take out the divrei Torah, meaning that they speak it in their mouths. They speak it. In other words, you ever see people that are learning? This is actually, I had a friend who went to Cambridge, and he said that, you know, there were kids in Cambridge from various different yeshivas, without naming any, and he said he would go into the library. The library in Cambridge apparently has a lot of sfarim, and people would go there to learn. And he would see these kids from these other yeshivas learning, you know, with one leg on top of the other. I can't do it here because of the table, but they would, you know, one cross our leg and like this. Like this face, exactly this face. You know, looking down their nose at the Gemara and holding it up like that. And he said it was like, for them, it was like learning whatever. They were like, just like reading some philosophy book. And it was very hard for him because he saw that it was like not alive there. Because he had to run away from that place. And he's saying here, first of all, so you see that position, that posture, he's not speaking. The person who's learning there is not talking. Right? He's not saying the words. He's learning with his mouth closed. And what it says in the Gemara Erevin is that no, you have to be speaking. You have to say the words of Torah. A person who swallows, listen to this language, he's such poetic language. A person who swallows the Daf Gemara with his eyes. Just think of that language. He swallowed the Daf Gemara with his eyes. Without pronouncing it, and taking it out with his mouth, with his lips, like actually speaking out the words. Ein advarim chayim itzal. Those things, those words are not living by him. But when he does speak it out, then it's life. Okay, so he's talking here about one particular aspect. When he's trying to say that Torah has to be alive. It has to be something that can't be cold intellectual study. It has to be alive, burning in you. Okay, that's why you have all the, you know, you have the famously the yeshiva boys that they said less. Hi, Shem Yishmor, the Rav Chazan, whose funeral I went to on Sunday night. Great Talmud Chacham, Rav Yaakov Chazan. He was a great Talmud Chacham. He was a Talmud of Rav Katz for 40 years. He was a Rosh Kollel in Dimona and then in Mitzpe Yericho. And his son spoke at the Levaya. He died in the Machla, Hashem Yishmor. And his son spoke at his Levaya. He's a very, very special person. His son spoke at the Levaya, and he said he remembered when he would walk into Yeshiva Kotel, he would hear his father screaming the Divrei Torah, you know, screaming with his chavrusa back and forth, from all the way across the base. From all, there's a gigantic base, maybe just all the way across the base. That's a mechamtesh Torah. It's a fight of Torah. It's got to be alive. And the true skula and true level, high level of Torah is davka when you are learning with your friends. Davka dibuk chaver. It's one of the 48 midos that the Torah is nicknamed by. It's mentioned in Perkei Avos. And it's davka through dibuk chaver. Talking it out with your friends. Shnayim shirshvim, like it says in Perkei Avos, shnayim shirshvim v'oskim b'Torah, shena shuriya b'neim. Two that are sitting and learning, and they're dealing with Torah, then the shena comes. Echad shosek b'Torah, one person is learning Torah, obviously very good. But look at the language of the Mishnah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu koveh lo schar. Kadosh Baruch Hu sets a schar for him. So Hashem gives him a schar. Of course it's something great, but it's not the same thing as the shena shuriya b'neim. And he says, "Bishnayim yisham divrei Torah." When you have two people together, that's called divrei Torah.
There's real spirituality behind
B'chavrusa. What? Yeah, there's a whole other level when you're learning B'chavrusa than when you're learning by yourself. And he's been dying another thing in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, "Shnayim shoshvim b'liskim b'divrei Torah." That's what it says by the two. It says divrei Torah. By the one person, it says echad ha'osek b'Torah. It doesn't say divrei Torah. So what's the difference? Why is one say divrei, one say doesn't say divrei? So he says the difference is that when you have two people, then it's divrei Torah. Ubeinayim shriya shina, and you have also the shina between them. Echad ozek b'Torah, when it's one person in Torah, and lo b'divrei Torah. He's not dealing with divrei Torah, he's dealing with Torah, but not divrei Torah. Schar yesh lo, he has schar. Ach shina in a shriya tzlo, but he doesn't have the shina. And he says here to look in the Maharal. Maybe Blinner will do that tomorrow. Divrei Torah. What does it mean? Divrei Torah. Metavim rak belimud bechavrusa. Divrei Torah, words of Torah, only come about or are only created when you learn with a chavrusa. As mitvareret hashmeitza. Then the teachings become clear. Smeichim advarim. The things become happy. Mityachedet hashchina im alomdim. The shchina becomes one with those that are learning. Ve'imatzmam matzlichim u'mitchadadim. And they themselves are going to be successful and they come sharper. Halimud bechavruta ino kal.
This is really important, guys. Okay, there's a lot of people that have issues with this. Learning b'charusa, they're looking, you know, when they tried with this guy, they tried with that guy, nothing worked. You see these issues.
Nothing seems to click. It's got to be exactly perfect. Listen to what he says here about this. Okay, he says, "Limud b'charusa eino kal." Learning with a charusa is not easy. Thank you. Learning with chavrusa is not easy. Mitzad echad, on the one hand, orev anisayon shebatala. The test of a batala is like a sabotaging you. Right? He's waiting in, he's lying in wait. You have a chavrusa, it's very easy to start talking about who knows what. Me'idach, and on the other hand, anisayon shenatzchut v'kina. You also have the nisayon of trying to one-up the other guy, trying to beat him, trying to win, right? And jealousy also. You're learning b'chavrusa, your chavrusa comes up with the rape shot, you get jealous. It never happens to Yaakov Shmuel Menachem, so he doesn't even know what I'm talking about. But for all the rest of us mortals. When we're learning, you're learning with Harusa, so like your Harusa comes with a pshat, you like feel a stab of jealousy. And you always want to one up him, you want to beat him, you want to win. You want to win the, you know, the quote unquote the fight to figure out the truth. Right? So it's like a double-edged sword. On the one hand, you've got the problem of the Tala, on the other hand, you have the issue of, you know, learning just in order to fight the other guy. And therefore, many young people prefer to learn by themselves. The lo mi chachma, but that is not done. That is not a wise decision. Because behold, al kigon zeh ne'emar, on this kind of thing it says, ein divrei Torah miskayimim ela b'mishum yinis asmo aleihem. Words of Torah are not going to survive. They're not going to be miskayim. They're not going to last except for with somebody who kills themselves over the words of Torah. You have to kill yourself over Torah. Derech HaTorah, the way of Torah, derech aliyahi. It's a way of going up. It's a way of growing. Kol tzad karuch b'nisyonot. Every step in growth is always going to be wrapped up in tests. U'becholzo. And despite that fact, e'efshar lehir ta milechet tzad achrei tzad. You cannot withhold or refrain from going step after step. Are you likely, you're going to be likely to not learn, to do bitul Torah? Your strength of will to decide that I am not going to be mevatel, no matter what, that will make the deciding factor, and you won't do it. One has to get used to the work of iyun, of going in depth, with the strength of a group. Are you worried about getting into like competition with your chavrusa and jealousy of your chavrusa? You, with your midos, with your love of victory, with your touch of jealousy, and your fear of yeush, of giving up, cancel all these things out. Cancel them out because you want to look for truth. Search for the truth of Torah. You have midos. Yeah, we have midos. We have midos. We have a love of winning. We have kinah. We have jealousy. We have these midos. Yeah, yeah. But the, you have also a love of truth. You also have a desire to see the truth of Torah. That let that win the day. Let that win the day. Let that overcome. It should be in the realm of a law that can never be violated. A person should never be learning by himself in the majority of the seders of his day. Never. A person should never be learning alone in the majority of the seders of his day. And even despite the fact that many times the nisyonos are very hard for the young man. If his will is strong and his recognition is clear, that this is the only way to acquire Torah, because like we mentioned before, it says in Pirkei Avos that one of the 48 ways that you have to acquire Torah is through divuk chaverim. Take a look in Pirkei Avos Perek Vav. If a person knows, if a person understands and his will is strong and he has a clear understanding that this is the only way to acquire Torah, you'll get used to it. And you'll be able to overcome these nisyonos, these tests. And he will then be able to go up one rung of the ladder of Torah at a time. The akasha b'yoyser. And the most difficult thing, metzias chavrusa matima, is finding a chavrusa that's fitting. The rov kovat bazen igiot ishiot, and the majority people set store by personal negiyot, personal what's it called for negiyot? Gosh, it's like ran into my tongue. I can't testify about my brother's court case because I am the guo b'davar.
You're related to
Yeah, but why? Because what am I going to... I'm like...
You're biased.
I'm biased. Thank you. Biased. Personal biases. That's the word. Okay? Most of the time, people are looking for chavrusas based on personal biases. And mamas, you can see this, right? Oh, he's too old for me, or he's too young. You know, he came from a different school. He came from a different background. Okay? Right? JP says, oh, he's Ashkenazi. He can't learn with Ashkenazis. Right? Okay? A person cannot choose a chavrusa based on your personal drawing, you know, like emotional personality to that person. Rather, you should choose a chavrusa based on the quickness, a matching between how quick you understand things. If you have two friends that are different from each other too much, too different from each other in terms of the pace at which they learn, they just are not fit. They're not compatible to learn together. Other difficulties are almost non-existent. Wow. Every single person has a different approach to understanding the sugya in the Gemara, the Einza Elami Ma'alot HaLimud HaMishutav, and this is only part of the great high level of learning in partnership. People sometimes say, "Oh, he has a different style of learning." Different style of learning is not a problem. That's Adarabba. That's the opposite. You get used to each other's style, and you grow from that. You incorporate his style into yours. You make his style better because you give your style, and he makes your style better because you incorporate his style. It's only one of the benefits of learning Milah Chavrusa. It's not a negative, it's a benefit. Dafka mitoch hagisha menugedet, you amelim la'amor al emes. It's specifically from the opposite approach that you will have to toil in order to understand what the truth is. And over time, you get used to each other. Shom'im b'savlanud, you'll hear each other with patience. Sho'alim b'sheket, ask questions quietly. Modim l'tan ha'emet, you agree when there's something, when a person makes a claim that's true, and you have to be happy with criticism. When you're learning the same kind of learning. Okay, fine. It says in Pirkei Avos, acquire for yourself a friend. A friend is one of the most important and needed, necessary things that a person can ever acquire. Key. Because, like it says in the Gemara, quote, O Chavrusa, O, you know the end of that statement? O Chavrusa, O Mitusa. It says in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan learned with Reish Lakish. They learned for many, many years together. And Reish Lakish died. Okay, the Gemara seems to say that it was Rabbi Yochanan's fault that he died, but okay, that Rabbi Yochanan killed him, but that's besides the point. And he was despondent. He didn't have a Chavrusa. And they gave him a new person to learn with, a very sharp guy, a very sharp fellow, very smart. And everything that Rabbi Yochanan said, he brought 10 rayas. He brought 10 rayas that Rabbi Yochanan was right. And Rabbi Yochanan said, this sucks. This is terrible. When I was learning with Reish Lakish, everything I said, he would bring me 10 proofs I was wrong. And through that, I would come to a better understanding of the truth. I'm learning with you, you bring me 10 proofs, you're a yes man. This is terrible. And he went outside, he said, oh, chavrusa o mitusa, and he died. He died. He said, or I have a chavrusa, or I'm dead. Life is not worth living without a chavrusa. So, gentlemen, chavrusa is important, extremely important. Learning learning out loud, like you said before, not cold seichel, it's got to be alive. And Bezrat Hashem, now's our time to put these words into action, boys. Shkoyach.